You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next, we have an investigation into the role of state-funded television in local communities and what needs to happen to TVNZ in order for it to fit the current media climate. BFM reporter Joel Thomas spoke to a series of media critics and commentators to learn more.
The role of traditional terrestrial television has fallen into uncertainty as television moves towards digital and online content, and the model of state-owned and funded television has come under question. Critics, including politicians and academics, say the current system doesn't work the way it should and are calling for changes to be made. One bold example from last month was the proposal by Opportunities Party leader Gareth Morgan to sell off TVNZ. They've claimed that the station's profits are declining, so the station should be sold for the money to be spent on public interest journalism. I spoke to the Opportunities Party's Jeff Simmons, who suggested the money NZ On Air offers is already enough to make socially responsible television dramas.
So what we're suggesting is let's sell the channel while we can, both the channels, TV1 and 2, and get whatever money we can get for them while they still have value. You know, because in 10, 15 years' time, they could be worth nothing. And reinvest that in public interest journalism, regardless of what channel that is coming down.
Sure. So you've talked about public interest journalism and putting the money towards there. But do you think the government has a responsibility to provide money towards socially responsible original drama and content?
Well, yes, and that's what the government does through NZ On Air, and what we're suggesting is a similar approach could be taken to public interest journalism. NZ On Air has been dabbling in this area with the likes of, well, obviously it's been funding Radio New Zealand for quite some time, but that's different, it's a separate pot. But it's been dabbling in this area with the funding of The Nation and Q&A in recent years, and we think that is only likely to continue and increase over time. You know, in particular, we need to be funding public interest journalism that reaches out to young people, stuff that engages young people in our democracy, because one of the biggest issues we face as a country is the declining rate of voting amongst young people. I think we've already got a funding pot for original TV dramas and all that sort of stuff, so you know, that sort of stuff is already catered for. The big gap in the current model of New Zealand On Air, the thing that they haven't been asked to take care of is public interest journalism, and that's why we're solely focused on that.
The Opportunities Party leader, Gareth Morgan, has stated that TVNZ journalists have no integrity because of the for-profit way the station is run. He says he doesn't want TVNZ to be state-owned and that there are plenty of television channels already. Television critics have shown their support for this policy, questioning the quality of content provided by TVNZ and NZ On Air. They've suggested that because of the current standard of television and the current models of content creation, the money should be spent elsewhere. I asked spin-off editor and television critic Duncan Grieve whether he thinks the country needs more state-funded television.
No. I mean, I think it's a nice to have, but we've been providing really low quality, well, not low quality, but to me, uninspired drama to New Zealand for quite a while now. We've spent, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. I don't think the country's been particularly enriched for it. You know, I think it'll be really nice to have it, and if there's a way of doing it that can get reliably and better outcomes, then I'd love to see that. But you know, I think in terms of the list of things that we'd really like to have that we currently don't, I would say more public interest digital journalism is of much higher value and greater need than another season of Filthy Rich or similar.
Some theorists disagree with the solution of selling TVNZ. They believe state-funded and owned television is instrumental in creating a sense of national community, as well as supporting smaller, less represented communities and subcultures. I talked to Dr. Misha Kavka about this. She suggests a disconnect between the existing models of content creation and distribution and what people actually want.
I don't think the solution is to sell off TVNZ. I mean, for two reasons. One is because whoever buys it will just do more of the same model, but also because TVNZ, for all intents and purposes, has already been sold off.
So do you think maybe if there was some sort of internal structural change to the way that TVNZ works, that would be more of a solution than to sell it off?
Yeah, I can kind of make a few constructive points about that. So what TVNZ And then TV3 started to do was to make content available, like on-demand content available, right? So you can watch shows on demand, and it used to be just in case you missed the show, you can catch up on demand, but then they actually started showing programs on demand only, right? So TVNZ in particular had shows, like syndicated shows that they had paid for to be able to broadcast, which they didn't actually program into the TV set schedule, but rather just put on demand. Now that is absolutely moving in the right direction. The question is how to get more local content into that online experience so that people want to go and access it. Right? That's the question. And that probably requires slightly different funding models than what we're currently using. And I would say that it probably means picking up more on the local talent that we see in other online places, like in web series and things like that. There are kind of interesting things going on that are totally self-funded, but I don't think that the TV production industry is picking up on that. They're not really working to raise up local talent and fund bigger productions that they can then distribute online as New Zealand shows.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that would be my sense of how the model has to change.
State-funded television and state-owned channels can play an important role in the creation and preservation of national communities, but according to critics and theorists, New Zealand's current for-profit model of television production leaves much to be desired in terms of supporting communities and telling strong local stories. One way to improve this, according to Dr. Misha Kavka, is to nurture and support local talent. Though there is a desire for more funding in areas of public interest journalism, we are left asking if selling TVNZ is the best way to get money for this instead of reforming the state-owned network. Joel Thomas, 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.